At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Rihanna Super Bowl halftime show, Corey's reaction to Finding My Salad Fingers TikTok Live, and we break down the new loofah code for horny elderly folks. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. So we just had to start and stop, and we won't tell you why, but Corey, I said, Corey, take it away, and he counted us in, and then the things that came out of his mouth.
Were what?
I immediately thought... let me push stop and let me just let's we should new file new file. So here we are, round two.
I love this new file.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of files,
do you file your nails?
No.
Do you file your files?
Yeah. I have an accordion file folder.
No, you do not.
Yeah,
it's giving grandma. It's giving.
Baby, well, where else do you keep 7 years worth of your tax documents?
You're out here paying taxes? Me too, legally.
Speaking of files.
An accordion file is giving me, like, where you keep your... What does your, like, grandpa give you? A $25, like...
Gift card?
No, older. Like a bank note
statement?
No.
Oh, savings bond?
A savings bond. You keep your savings bond in your accordion file.
I had a savings bond, but my mom kept them in her
accordion file.
Accordion file. Actually, I think it was in her safety deposit box.
Okay. So what's in your accordion file?
Tax information, the title to my car.
Oh, you know what? That's smart. I've been thinking I need to get a binder.
I think that's it.
I need to get a binder for all of my important documents. Like, because, you know, I just got my birth certificate, which, hold on. Did I tell you about this?
Well, your birthday was 3 days off.
No. So I go home. And,
or 3 minutes
and
off.
And I'm like, Mom, I really should have my birth certificate, shouldn't I?
She got it out of her accordion file or what?
She got it out of her accordion file. She's like, oh yeah, I was organizing something and I found it. That's so weird that you bring it up. And I thought, whoa, this is the original, not a copy. Okay.
Yeah, I love an original document.
So she gets it out. I have never seen a piece of paper more. You know when you old. See an Instagram post and it's been through 10 filters, like it's like grainy, but also maybe like it's a real.
Well, you can get a new one.
Deconstructed meme. She's like, this is the original copy, isn't it? I'm like, this. The text is slanted and half of it is not photocopied onto this photocopy. Like it's like a. It was like a hurried photocopy of a photocopy.
Okay. And maybe that's you.
No, you think you. I did it? No, no.
No, maybe you're a photocopy of a photocopy.
There'll be monsters. You know about that?
I don't.
There's an episode of Rick and Morty where they're making clones of clones of clones of clones, and they're saying, like, the further you get from the original, there be monsters.
Multiplicity. I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I think you've shown me that one 3 times.
Yeah, you know what? Let me show it to you again. I would play it.
Okay, come on over.
Okay, what are you doing?
Baby.
What are you doing, you silly boy? What are you up to?
Are you busy right now? You want to come over and hang?
I am a little bit busy. I just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, what you gotta do?
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on keto bread. Foamy.
Boring.
It was giving memory It was giving memory foam. I felt like I was eating like a mattress that's been farted into.
Have you ever? Have you ever farted and scared Crouton with your fart?
Certainly.
Has Crouton ever farted and scared you with his fart?
Not scared me, but disturbed me, because both of them dogs will be like butt right under your face, and then you just smell the most rank thing. It's never loud that it scares you. It's the smell that scares you.
Dogs got SBDs?
Yo ho.
Is a pirate's life for you?
Yeah, once in a singing recital, and I took like these like voice lessons in high school at a church, and all the boys that were taking voice lessons that summer had to come together for the recital, and we had a group number, and it was a pirates song. Okay. It was very yo ho. It was me and four other Christian boys.
Were you the young pirate?
I was the fumbling doctor.
Or were you pirate number four?
Who was lead pirate? I was just one of the boys.
When you
same
yo-ho,
recital
did
that
you...
I sang Imagine.
When you yo ho imagine. Were you dressed like a pirate?
When I say Imagine?
No, yo-ho.
Oh, no-ho. I think no. I think we were all in like a jewel-toned button-down dress shirt from Express with...
Oh, I remember those.
With just a statement tie. And yeah.
I hated Express's logo. What was that?
What was it?
Wasn't it like a weird lion, like standing on its like back two legs?
You know, I don't remember.
Yeah, I swear. I'm trying to Google it.
I don't remember.
It's a lion standing on its back two legs. Maybe that's a griffin. I don't know. And they would have it, and I thought, well, I've never been a big fan of logos in general, but that one was like gross. Like a button down with that logo on it? Not for me, honey.
Well, I think I would have, because to me it would have read rich.
No, I thought it did the opposite of that.
Like if I were to see that and I thought like I would wear that over like an Aeropostale moment.
I don't think I ever owned any Arrow.
You didn't get the Bethany Moda line?
Aerie?
Was hers an Aerie or Aeropostale?
Listen, I don't know. Is Claire's icing? I can't possibly know.
Anyway,
who's related to who at the mall?
You know why it's called the mall?
Because it's got the mall? Yep. I don't believe that to be
because
true.
Because when
either.
It comes to stores, we got them all.
No. Yep. Hey, speaking of accordion violence.
Yes.
I was trying to get you to get to X-Files.
Oh, why? Because of all the aliens?
Yes.
What are we going to do? Okay, so what? What's the latest? There's that balloon from China.
Well, the China balloon was there, and like, of course... I think it happened on a weekend because I couldn't be bothered to tweet about it, even though I had thoughts.
I didn't really look into anything. Remember that boy that, remember that one time, I think I was still in college, where that little boy was in a balloon? Balloon boy. It was a viral moment. I remember the moment they got him down from within the balloon. I was at Urban Outfitters at the time. And I thought,
crazy.
Oh, they got the guy from, they got that boy out of that balloon. Balloon boy.
Crazy.
Okay, so there was no balloon boy in this balloon.
I just have a lot of questions. We're just shooting down a lot of stuff out of the air and nobody seems to be able to answer it.
Well, what do you want to know?
They've shot down three UFOs 3 days in a row.
So what?
One in Alaska, one at the Montana-Canada border, one Lake Huron in Michigan.
Okay.
What's today gonna have?
I don't know. What are you implying? Are they, what's inside of these?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. Why were they so quick to say that one was a Chinese spy balloon, but now they have no answers about what these two things are?
Maybe we don't deserve answers. Maybe we don't. Who are we to say that we get to know? This is classified information. In my day, there was some information stayed classified. You know what I'm saying?
If it were going to be that, then they could have just not told us that they shot something down over the air and then like did the Men in Black thing to the people who live in the area.
I don't know. I don't think it's real. That Men in Black thing, the pen.
Oh, you don't?
I would like to.
What would you forget?
Oh, I feel like people have been using it on me. I feel like maybe my pen has it and I accidentally keep pushing it.
You have your own and you keep doing it to yourself.
Oopsies. Every day. Oopsies.
Yeah, real big oopsies.
Everyone on my timeline is saying that all of the UFO talk, the shenanigans, is a distraction.
Yeah. From the train crash in Ohio?
Yes. Yes.
What's that about?
Something bad. It's giving bad vibes. It's giving dirty water. It's giving.
I didn't even
acting like things are under control and they're not. You know? Did you ever watch the what's it called that docu show about the radioactive explosion? What was that show recently?
Wasn't Chernobyl?
Chernobyl. Oh my god! It's giving.
Did you watch it?
Yes. Well, what we're currently experiencing is giving the same type of messiness, obviously at a different scale, but like cover-uppery and this dancery.
I didn't even know there was an East Palestine, Ohio.
That's what got me too. What's up with that? How many Jacksons are there? How many different Jacksons are there?
Every state has a Jackson.
Right. And so
maybe not every, but I think a vast majority. I would guess at least 40.
A lot of places. So then why couldn't there be two?
I don't think there's a Jackson.
Well, why couldn't there be two Jerusalems?
I don't think there's a Jackson, Hawaii. I could be wrong.
Jackson Hole. That's a place.
That's in Wyoming.
Oh, word.
Well, yeah, I just Googled. Train derailment, East Palestine, Ohio. Lawsuits. Toxic air.
Okay. So thank you.
What was on this train and where was this train? Where was this train going and what was it up to?
Shenanigans and bad vibes.
Oh, well, CNN says after the train derailment, Ohio residents are living like a plot of a movie.
What does that mean? Which movie? A good movie?
I don't know. I'm not clicking the article.
I know it's not a good movie. Hey.
I saw that. You said the aliens were a cover-up for this.
Yes. To distract us from the, like, the large-scale failures of government.
Well, I saw the spread of it was, like, up into Michigan and shit.
Well, think about how the water will flow and where that's going to affect and where that's going to go. And, you know, it's like a tale as old as time. American history of bad vibes. Bad vibes. Hey, do you know about Florida?
I've heard of it.
Well, do you know about loofahs?
Yeah. Oh, wait. This was on my list of things to talk about.
Do you know about the villages?
Baby, where's my phone? Did you know about the villages or did you have to look it up? Because I thought I was going to have to explain it to you.
Well, explain it to me because I think I know. It's just like old folks community, right?
Yeah, lots of Republicans.
Florida's friendliest hometown is what they call
it. I don't know if it is.
Well, that's what they call themselves.
I remember the last election cycle. It was all about all of the villages being Republican.
Okay.
And now they want to deny people the proper pronouns, but they want to have group sex? Wow.
It be like that. I find that it do be like that. So we do have some history of hanky codes.
Wait, yes. I was just saying, one of the very first episodes, I believe, of the podcast, we really dissected the hanky code for what it means to have a hanky, a colored hanky in your pocket, and what color that means.
Okay, so for example, what are some colors and what are some meanings?
Well, I remember gray is into suit play. Oh. yellow is into pee play. I think red is fisting. I believe like a navy blue is into cop role play.
Oh. A cap on that one.
Red is fisting, brown, I believe, is scat play.
Yeah, some of them are a little on the nose.
So anyways, the villages, all these old people. Apparently you have to be a certain age to live there too. So when I say all these old people, I mean it. All these old people go into the dollar store, buying their loofahs and tying them on their minivans and on their... it's like a retirement community, so they all have golf carts that they drive around.
Okay.
And they're all tying their loofahs all over their antennas and their bumpers and everything.
And the loofahs are their hanky codes. So like a different loofah color means a different thing. And what are the meanings are all about
I found a Reddit that says this is the village's loofah code.
Okay.
It says white loofahs for novices and beginners.
At what? Purple. Novices of what?
I think it's about swapping. I think it's all about like swingers.
Oh, okay. So it's less about fetishes more about who's down.
It's always, yeah, it's completely about who's up for tradesies, who's putting their keys in a basket, who wants to get down.
Okay. So if you have a white loofah on your Jetta,
you're tiptoeing into the waters of like what it might be to be a swinger.
The crystal clear waters of Darien Lake. Down this dirty street.
Yes, very that.
Okay. So white is novices and beginners. Continue.
Yes. Purple is voyeurs and people who like to just watch.
Now, do you like to watch?
I wouldn't. I think I'd want to be involved, but like, I don't know. If somebody was like someone really hot and they were like, you can't touch me, but you can watch, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I would do it, I guess, if I was invited to, but I would not be like, may I swing by and watch?
If it's the only opportunity I have to see somebody naked, yeah, I'll watch. If it's like, don't see them naked or go home alone.
have you ever been watched?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Why, did you have a spy cam in your guest bedroom the last time I was there?
No. No.
Have you been watched?
I have.
Wow. I can't believe you. And you didn't put up a purple loofah afterward?
No. Well, you know what? It was a... I ask because of my experience with being watched. I was like, I guess I didn't realize how involved you can get while still only be watching. You can get up in there to get a good view.
How? Oh, no. No.
I didn't know that was something that could be on the table as somebody that could be watching. I didn't think that they had, would it be like seat buckled in to their spot, but like, I didn't think it would be like a, you know,
up close and personal.
A peekaboo.
Eyes wide shut.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, yeah, in my head when we were discussing this, I was picturing me watching and I was picturing being like told like, now this is your chair.
Yes.
It's like a flight. Don't get out. Stay buckled up.
Well, the lights were on and the passenger was out of his seat and he was getting up in there taking a little gander.
I just didn't picture it like that. This is news to me, honey.
Yeah.
I would be like in a seat. Comfy seat, hopefully. A lazy chair. I would want a snack.
A lazy chair. Two great lazy boy chairs.
Yes. I want a snack. I want a soda. I guess, like, yeah, how close am I? Am I in the splash zone?
I don't know.
Or do I need binoculars?
It's almost like I think if I'm watching, I want the couple that I'm watching or the whoever I'm watching or I don't know the situation to be on like a Lazy Susan of some sort while I'm in a chair and so I can rotate them.
And I bet there's also like a variation of what the watching means. Maybe you do get front row seat in the lazy chair, but maybe the people also want you to do a little like peek moment to like enhance the like spy play.
Peek at what?
So you're like,
oh, like get up
so
and
like
peek.
They're pretending they don't know you're behind the curtain and you keep
well, there's
peeking.
A curtain. Okay.
It's your fantasy. Make it whatever you want.
Sure.
Okay, so imagine.
You know what? I'm back on subject. So we have,
and they're peeking around. Oh, you want to know what pink is?
So purple is if you like to watch. Pink is what?
Pink is a soft swap for people who like to do it with others in the room. I mean, that seems very much like purple. No,
that means that there's like everyone's doing their own thing, not touching, but like. So, oh. Like, couples can be in... So, say you rent a hotel room.
A is on
there's
bed A,
two queen
couple
beds,
B.
Yes.
I've never done that.
No?
Oh.
I have. Yeah.
Maybe kinda.
Yes.
It was just sweet kisses, mostly.
Okay.
All right. Blue is lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others.
Okay.
Yellow is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous.
Girl, nervous? These are stupid. Combine. You need to be combining these because those are. It's too subjective and similar.
Black is. I think it's all just about having a conversation. Black is full swap for those who say "What the hell?" and let it all go down.
Okay.
Should we go to the villages, sneak in, and tie black loofahs to everyone's car?
Ooh, only the MAGA ones.
And then teal. Teal is for bisexuals, those who want to swap and increase their crossover, I guess.
What the fuck? The blue and the
so
teal.
So, like, if it's like.
The blue and teal are too similar in color scheme for that age group to decipher.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, so I guess like teal is like maybe it's too.
It's to swap, but also like the men can it's, play.
It's like two MF couples.
Hell yeah.
But then, yeah, maybe the girls want to kints or the boys want to touch peepers.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So business is booming for Big Loofah.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel. I've said it many times.
You got to watch out for Big Loofah.
A loofah once scratched my nipple pretty hard, and I've never gone back.
So how will you tell the people what you're into?
I can't. I'm too afraid to even touch a loofah now that I know how scratchy they can be.
I'm not.
Wait, oh my God, should we make... On Etsy, we should make loofahs, but then, like, personalize them. So, like, you can get a teal loofah, but maybe it's, like, that sports, the Eagles, who they were teal. So it's, like...
you want color combos. No,
I want them to just feel a little more, like, personalized.
Oh, I guess. Maybe there's a market for it. Is this what you want to do?
And actually, instead... Of selling loofahs themselves, why don't we sell the loofah stickers for the backs of the car windows? You know, the ones that are like, my family.
Yes.
And it's like 14 kids and a cat.
Yes.
Instead of dangling a loofah from your antenna, which could probably blow off if you were driving on the highway.
Well,
why
they're
not,
they're
just
not
get
speeding
it?
Down the highway with the loofah flowing in the wind. Oh, my God.
Is you think they put up and down their loofah every time they get in their car?
Oh, yes. You know what? You don't have your balls dangling on your truck on the highway, do you?
Yes. Nut sacks always be out.
Oh. they never get put away?
No. It's not. Can you imagine? Did you take your car eyelashes off every time you leave the neighborhood?
You know what? I don't. Do you think my car would have lashes?
Car accessories stay on.
If you're in line, stay in line.
If lash blash cover blash.
What about them pink mustaches on a Lyft? Get a grip.
They got rid of those a long, long, long time ago.
So they got my message.
Oh my God. I remember once I went downtown when I lived here in San Francisco to hook up with somebody, and he was like an out of towner staying at a hotel, and then I had to go back home, and since I was leaving a hotel, I was like, I'm just going to take a cab because it's right here. I'm not going to call a car. And so I did. In the whole drive, the guy was cussing out Lyft. And the whole time he kept being like, mustache car. I fucking hate mustache car.
Jesus.
Well, and I was like, can you just drop me off at home?
Were they a driver of the mustache car?
No, it was a yellow cab driver. And he was like, it was like right when Uber and Lyft were getting big. And he was all, fuck mustache car.
Well, yeah, competition. Hey, we need to talk about the Super Bowl.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Did you watch?
I did. Well,
did you make a block?
I didn't. I made a spinach artichoke dip, and I made cookies.
Ooh, what kind of cookies?
Well, they were break and bake, but they were like supposed to be like Oreo, but they were like Oreo with Pillsbury, but like they didn't taste very Oreo to me. Everyone said they were good, but no one could really distinguish the taste.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy them again.
Okay.
Fuck you, little doughboy bitch.
Well, how was the spinach artichoke dip?
Good. Oh, and I bought the brown bread from, Safeway sells brown bread from Cheesecake Factory, so I bought the brown bread to dip in the spinach dip.
Wow.
And then we ordered sampler platters from Applebee's.
Incredible. That sounds really good. We made three bags of Impossible Nuggets and two cauliflower pizzas.
Oh, I love that. Did you have a viewing?
Yes. We brought out the guest bedroom mattress, put it in the living room.
You know I love that.
It's the best. It's like the whole living room is like a big, huge, comfy cuddle puddle with pillows and blankets everywhere.
You know I love that.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And we watched the commercials, and then we watched the Rihanna show, and then we were like, you know, we've seen enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you enjoy it? I thought all the commercials were shit.
None of the commercials stood out to me as like, oh, incredible, iconic. But also I realized we kept missing all the commercials because we just had the game not, like, we had it muted. So we kept realizing too late that the commercials were on. So I'm like, oh, I feel like I missed the most iconic ones.
Yeah.
Well. Well, you say there were no iconic ones.
No, I thought they were all stupid. It's like, but I guess
the M&Ms are back.
I don't care. It wasn't even that the M&Ms are back. It was like, I'm Maya Rudolph. I'm the new M&M.
I don't care. Know. It was like everyone was like trying too hard to make something happen out of that. I was like, this is, what now?
I wasn't here for it. Also, I had things to say.
About what?
I feel like for a very long time, you've been pushing this story about how Lady Gaga has the most viewed halftime Super Bowl show on YouTube.
Okay.
She doesn't.
Of all time.
She doesn't. I feel like whenever I've been like, oh, Katy Perry has the most viewed live version of the Super Bowl, like in real time, you would always be like, well, Gaga has the most on YouTube, which is not true.
Sometimes I just say shit. But also, I don't think I've ever said that. Roll back the tapes.
Psychobabble historian, can we get on this?
I know she holds a record, certainly, for something.
I haven't seen
the numbers. We watched Gaga 5'2" last night, so I can tell you all about it.
I haven't seen the numbers. I don't know if Rihanna beat her. But she definitely doesn't have the most views on YouTube because that's Shakira and J-Lo. Rolling Stone, or Rolling Stone did a ranking of all of the best performances Super Bowl from top to bottom. I didn't care about that, so I just pulled out all the girlies.
Okay.
And ranked it girly specific.
Oh, so you did your own ranking.
Well, no, like, so they had Beyonce third overall. I truly don't remember who was one or two. I think Prince was number one. Anyways, but she was the highest of, like, the pop girlies who've done it in the last 15 years or whatever.
And where was Gaga?
So it was Beyonce was first, Shakira and J-Lo were second. They had Rihanna third, which I just don't believe. Madonna was fourth, Gaga was fifth, Katie was sixth.
Okay, whatever. I mean, yeah, legends upon legends. Good for everyone.
Yeah, but if you're looking at most viewed halftime Super Bowl shows based on YouTube views, Shakira and J-Lo, number one.
Well, are you taking into account UVid?
Who's UVid?
You know, other places things may be uploaded. I don't know. VidNet. VidNet.
Vimeo?
No, VidNet.
Is that where you get your porn?
ViewCom. You don't. Are you not watching stuff on ViewCom?
Tubi?
Tubi. Or
not
Tubi. Not Tubi.
Yeah,
Tubi,
so
real.
So the big story was Rihanna's pregnant. She performed.
Oh my gosh. So I wasn't on Twitter while the performance was happening. So I was like, oh, I wonder what like Twitter's thinking or saying or like yelling about. Certainly they're upset for some reason. And then I thought, oh, I wonder, am I seeing it or is my edible kicking? Like, is she pregnant or has she announced that she was ever pregnant? Like, I forgot
She had not announced it before the show. And I saw an awful lot of people tweeting that she was pregnant. And I'm like, I've said this a million times. I would have to see a woman giving birth in real time to a baby before I would even be like, oh, you're pregnant.
Yeah. As I was watching the show, I'm like, okay, I would never even think this out loud. Like, top 10 ways to like not have a good reaction.
But then I saw
that it was confirmed and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Her reps confirmed it afterward, but I'm like that baby could be crawling out of her before I would be like, oh, Rihanna's pregnant again.
I loved it. I thought she's got hits upon hits upon hits. I thought, wow, she really has a lot of contributions to pop culture. I thought she was giving me the Rihanna experience, the choreography and the how much she was hitting the choreo. I thought, you know what? I'm getting the Rihanna Super Bowl. She
You've
is not
seen her in concert. Was it similar?
I don't know.
Did someone Men in Black your Rihanna concert?
I do know that I had a black eye at that concert.
Didn't Kesha open?
I don't know who opened for who. Kesha and Rihanna, but I don't remember who opened for who.
Anyway.
Rihanna opened for Kesha or Kesha opened for Rihanna?
Kesha opened for Rihanna. I was there. I was glad we got to see 12 songs. I did kind of like the floating stages. I saw a lot of tweets of people comparing it to Super Smash Brothers, which was right up my lane. Yeah.
I thought it was
You're right. It was a Rihanna performance.
I thought, you know what?
Did you say you thought it was major?
I thought it was major. Yes. Yes. I thought she was, as somebody from the stoner community, I thought she was representing us well in that she was up there, she was having her good times, and she was kind of moving and grooving, and, you know. And I thought, yes, I feel like that. You know?
Elizabeth,
and then as soon as I realized she was pregnant, I was like, you know what? I wouldn't want her doing anything more than what she's doing. She's doing quite enough.
My friend Steven said, you know what? Either way, 5 years from now, gays will be watching that performance at an afters.
Hell yeah. 5 years from now, five days from now. I'll see you this Friday.
Next weekend.
Yeah. No, I immediately was like, I want to watch Gaga 5'2" because Hudson had never seen it. And so it was a lot of, you know, when you show somebody something that's special to you, but it's late at night and you're just keep peeking over to see if they're still awake. And you have to be like, oh, babe, a good part's coming up. You might want to not close your eyes. And it's the part of her playing Joanne for the first time for her grandma.
I don't like people policing my awakeness.
I'm like babe, you're not going to want to miss this. Her grandma is kind of side-eyeing her. It's fun.
If I'm falling asleep on the couch, it's because my body needs the rest. So for you to be all, wake up, Pearl.
Listen, if I'm showing you something that's important to me, then you will wake up, Pearl.
All right. Well, hey, Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me waking up, Pearl. Okay. Where can people find you?
You can find me shopping for loofahs all about town.
Loofah queen.
You know, some people are loofahs for Halloween. I wonder if that's it. That maybe that's your costume. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, a loofah is not a hard costume to make, I would imagine.
No.
It's just a lot of fabric.
A lot of tulle.
Tulle girl.
Some rope.
Hey, I just transformed into Salad Fingers, and I would say it was a success. When were you in the chat?
I showed up to the live on accident.
I saw you. Everyone was screaming Corey.
I was minding my own business, doing my own TikTok, and then your live popped up when I scrolled up, and I thought, oh, God.
And what'd you say? What'd you think?
I said, you've been pushing the Salad Fingers agenda down my throat for our entire friendship.
And it's working.
And I still don't have a rusty spoon.
You know what?
Is that a Salad Fingers reference?
Yes. When I completed my costume, I went downstairs and I got a spoon and then I painted the spoon because I was painting my face and painting my hot dog hands.
When I was in the chat for 1 minute, somebody commented something about a rusty spoon and I thought, well, this must be Salad Fingers reference.
A lot of people in the TikTok live while I was doing it were like, old Greg? And I was like, no.
Do you ever drink piss Bailey's from a boot?
Bailey's from a boot? No.
What color loofah is that?
Swamp.
All right. Okay, well, I've got to go. So I will catch you all on the flip side.
Okay, bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.